so much has been made out of how you played last year versus how you're playing this year. How do you think you'll
play? I don't think you can really compare it. There's different components this year and last year, so I mean, it's comparing apples and oranges. But I mean, I'm going out, I'm trying to win games. I'm doing everything I can to help this team win.
Do you think defenses are now seeing you for almost a full season, and they're having more of a chance to come up with schemes to combat
it? We're not seeing anything different than we did last year. There's a little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there, but for the most part, we're seeing the same.
New Orleans last year was one of your first starts. What's unique about that place? What are you looking for this week?
It's a loud place to play. They're a very good team. They're playing well. So if you're ready for it. They have a different coordinator, so there's a lot of differences in it. But, I mean, it's something we should be ready for.
Kyle, is there anything you could point to that you say, you know, I'm not as good at this one thing that I need to be better at because of whatever? That you're saying to take yourself to the level you need and want to be?
I don't think there's one thing you can point out. I think overall I'm trying to get better at everything I'm doing.
One thing that this team is need against the same
We were third and long almost the whole game last week, so we have to stay out of those situations. That was the biggest factor.
Are you looking forward to maybe getting a little more out of the pocket or running a little bit more? Because we haven't seen you do as much of either of those things as in the past.
I'm looking forward to doing anything I can to help this team win. That's all I'm worried about.
Colin, you came up. Kyle Williams was one of your big-time targets on the practice field. What were your thoughts on seeing him leave yesterday?
That's out of my hands. He was a good friend. It's sad to see him go.
Colin, you went to the Super Bowl last year. You're 6-3 this season. Why do you think people are questioning what you can do?
That's a good question. You're going to have to ask them. I mean, I'm doing the same thing I was last year, trying to prepare the same way, making sure I'm ready to play. I didn't hear what he had to say, but he's not in the building with us, so what he's saying really doesn't affect me at all. I'm worried about what this team thinks and what I'm doing in here with my teammates.
What kind of feedback have they given you, Colin, your teammates?
Yeah, as far as what?
Just in terms of support. And,
I think the whole team knows we need to go out and win those games. That's the only thing we're worried about.
Do you play better angry, and are you kind of brooding and looking forward to getting back out there? More so after a rough game versus a five-game win streak?
You're always looking to get back on the field, whether you win or lose. I wouldn't say angry is the word, but we need to get out. We need to play better.
Colin Dilford, said that a knock you've heard before, no doubt. You have trouble going through progressions. Take away your first read, then you have trouble going through the rest of your progressions. You've heard that before. It seems to be somewhat of a knock on your ability, your intelligence as a quarterback, your sophistication as a quarterback. I don't know. Do you think it's a fair criticism?
Well, I think you should ask him if he knows what my progression is first before he says that.
A couple more.
He's working. He's working to get back out there. That's not my call. He's going out there. He's working like he always does.
College football-wise, your alma mater is playing San Jose State this week. Keep an eye on David Fales from back in the day when he was up in Nevada.
No, I'm worried about this team.